Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Jay John with you today, and we are very excited now because we are crossing to, I believe, Bangkok in Thailand to be introduced to co-founder and community director of Fungai, a music tech startup based in Bangkok in Thailand. How are you going, Pai?
Hello, Jay. Hello, everybody.
My pronunciation is shocking, isn't it?
That's good. That's all right.
So can you please tell us a little bit about the motivation that you had to start up this company? Big question.
All right. Well, Fungai, I did not start the company, basically, but I was one of the co-founders. So the actual founder started it with having, you know, he wanted to start a Spotify for Thai indie music.
Right.
So he loved indie music since he was young. And then when he went to Europe and also the States, he used Spotify and thought that it was a great tool to discover and listen to music. However, there wasn't a tool for discovering Thai indie music. So he thought that instead of trying to go through YouTube and finding everything himself, it's like, just build a tool that would, you know, serve his needs.
So prior to that, the only way for people to find Thai indie music was purely just going to websites or waiting for it to be played on the radio.
Yes, on the radio and mostly social media. So Thailand's really big on YouTube and Facebook. So everything is basically on both of those platforms.
Is the Thai indie scene represented well or not particularly well on mainstream radio? So I know you've got big stations there, or maybe in the past, like Virgin Radio and names like that. Are they represented at all, or is it the kind of thing that you need to go online to find it?
Mainstream radio doesn't really have much indie music at all. And we used to have only one big indie music station here in Thailand called Fat Radio.
Right.
Now they're called Cat Radio. So yeah, the distribution of indie music on radio is pretty bad.
Yeah. but with this service, you've obviously got things on demand and when you want them and where you want them.
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic. Your business partner, you know, had you known each other for some time, or was it quite a new friendship?
It was a new friendship, actually. So Top, the CEO of Fungai, he started the idea in early 2014. So he was like talking around to record labels and also indie artists and giving out brochures of his idea he had. And he recruited three programmers and a graphics designer. And then when he presented the brochure to my sister, who is in a band called Yellow Fang, she's the bassist. So she gave the brochure to me and I read it and thought it was an interesting idea. So I wrote him a Facebook message, a private message to him, and said, I'm interested. Count me in, please.
It's incredibly hard to get something off the ground like that, isn't it? Where do you start?
Where do you start for every business?
Well, I mean, it can translate to every business, right? Like, there's so many people that have such, you know, amazing ideas, but, you know, you talk to a few people, you try a few different things, but it's incredibly hard to go from the point of an idea to actually getting something in the works, isn't it?
Yep, that's right. And I actually tried to start my own startup before, and I failed because I couldn't find the right, you know, team members. However, I guess it's a lot to do with luck. I mean, I met Top through pure luck. And also, you just need to try really hard, talk to a lot of people, and then, you know, get your ideas refined, and then just work towards your goal.
There you go. A word of advice from Pai. Yep. So, you know, what are the main differences? So you mentioned Spotify earlier on. Obviously, you know, Thai indie music. But other than that, like, how does this app stand out? Like, how does this service stand out as being something different?
Well, for us, I guess the language is the first thing. So it's the programming, you know, the web application and also the mobile app is in Thai. So that's mainly towards for the Thai people.
Yep.
And also the music is curated. So 99% of the music on it is Thai and mostly indie. We do have a little bit of mainstream. We are open to all types of music, and I think that's the key. We want people to listen to all types of music, be open to any kind of music, and don't have any boundaries.
Yeah.
You know,
if people outside of Thailand that don't understand the language are interested in Thai pop, and especially in this situation, Thai indie music, how do they go about accessing the service? Because for me, it's incredibly easy to find Korean pop songs because a lot of the titles are in English or, you know, Japanese to a lesser extent, but still quite easy to access. Thai, a little bit different. Most songs are actually written, you know, the song names, the artists are written in Thai language. Like, is there a way around that?
I guess it's pretty hard. The thing is, a lot of Thais can't speak or write English properly.
Sure.
So that's probably the reason why you can't really search it online that easily. However, going to our app, even though the majority of the language there is in Thai, but we put on, you know, like new playlists every week. You can kind of like just go around clicking some buttons and then you'd possibly find something you'd like. And we have social links of the artists in the profile, so you can find them more on Facebook or on YouTube.
Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio and we are still speaking to Pai. Other than the language barriers, why do you think it is that Japanese or Korean pop is so popular even here in Australia or Europe or the UK, but Thai pop isn't known as much or followed as much? It's a huge industry after all.
Well, I think it's because of the marketing, I guess. For example, Korea, their government has put a lot of money in developing their arts and also, you know, exporting contemporary culture. It's not just music, but also movies and, you know, TV series, right? So there's a lot of marketing money in there. And Japan also was pretty much the same. They wanted to export their culture. But for Thailand, our government doesn't really understand the contemporary arts. And also we try to export more on the traditional culture arts. So I guess that's our barrier with government. And I hope the government, whoever listens to this, would, you know, fund contemporary arts much more than they do right now.
Yeah, and it's a challenge getting that message through to them, because, you know, I know in our circles here that so many young people, as soon as they were interested in K-pop, for example, have now traveled to Korea over the years 3 or 4 times. They've studied in Korea. They are trying to work in Korea, and that money that the Korean government has spent is paying off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really smart at it, really.
Can you tell us a little bit about the zine in specifically? Who works on that, and what kind of thing do you have on that website?
You mean Fengjai Zine?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. So we do have an online music magazine, but it's all in Thai, sorry. But yeah, we write a lot of stuff, you know, about the local music scene. We interview artists, but we also do like lifestyle stories and also anything that grasps interest of people to, like, you know, notice the scene, notice the music and also the culture.
I wish there was an English version of that, because we'd definitely utilize that on Asian Pop Radio. We believe you guys also organize concerts. What kind of notable shows have you been working on?
We do have our own signature concert called Hetsot. Well, we've been doing 4 of them already. So we used to do two of them per year, but now we just reduced down to 1. Well, the concept of the concert, we have basically 6 bands in 3 tiers. So there, tier 1 is like the old indie bands who haven't been played for like probably 10 years, and then we bring them back. And then the second tier is the famous ones right now, famous indie artists right now. And then the third one are the, you know, upcoming indie bands that we think that have potential to be bigger in the future. So we put them on our stage. And we draw in around like 2,000 people for the crowd.
Wow.
So that kind of helps them, you know, jump into a bigger, you know, note for people to know them more, basically.
Sure. Let's talk about some of those up-and-coming indie groups from Thailand. You've got a few under your belt, haven't you?
Yep. So we manage a musicians collective called Malama Collective. Yep. So we have 9 artists right now, and there are artists who are pretty interesting, such as Jelly Rocket. They do, you know, synth rock, an all-girls group. They write their own music and also produce and mix and master their own stuff.
Yeah. They look like they have a bit of fun while they're doing it too, don't they?
Yep. That's right. So one of them is actually a sound engineer, and so that's pretty cool. River Rhyme is a hip-hop group. And then Monomania and Matinee-mer are alternative rock groups. So yeah, we've got a lot. I talk about all of them, it's going to take time.
A good diversity of them by the sound of it. Do you think that the music industry is growing? Is it going in the right direction, the indie music scene?
It's growing pretty well. Yes, I do agree with that. However, I think that there's opportunities for us to grow even bigger. The thing is, through social media and internet, people outside of Thailand are starting to notice that the Thai scene is pretty big and interesting. However, because Thai people, they don't speak English, they don't read English that much, so they don't see their own potential in going out. So what I'm trying to do is I go to lots of music conferences around the region and then try to introduce myself and the Thai scene, and hopefully would build, be able to build, like, you know, networks and relationships with people around so that we can exchange musicians, exchange music, and know about each other a bit more.
Did you get a chance to go to Music Matters in Melbourne last year?
Nope. Music Matters I went to in Singapore 2 years ago, and I'm going to Taiwan tomorrow for the Golden Melody Awards.
Oh, wow, that should be a good one. You're jet setting. You've got the life we all want.
I do hope to go to Australia one day. I haven't been there yet.
Well, I hope you can, and I totally agree with you. Like, there are so many different cultural festivals here in Melbourne and indeed right around Australia. You know, we've just gone past Buddha Day, but again, it's a very cultural kind of historical sort of take on a Thai festival. Other than that, we don't really get to see modern Thai groups coming. I think quite recently one came to Sydney and Brisbane, and the name escapes me, but we don't get a lot of them down here. So I reckon it would definitely turn heads if at the local city square there was a good few Thai indie groups up on stage doing their thing. I'm sure people would love it.
Yes, I would love that to happen too.
Well, Pai, I hope you you know, in future do keep sharing some you know, news on the indie scene in Thailand for us, and definitely introducing us to more of your artists. I hope we can have a chat to some of those artists in the weeks to come. It'd be really fantastic. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Jay, and bye-bye to everybody.